This is Chuck Vargas.
Chuck, yes, could you relate a little, tell us a little bit about some of your past history or a little bit of maybe a story about your early times at DMACC for us?
I started in 1967, which was kind of the first admissions director. And when I visited schools out in the country, college nights, my biggest problem was convincing parents we could offer quality education for such a low cost. I had to explain to them there's federal tax, local tax, state tax, and a very low percent of our income was low tuition. But some of the humorous things were because all the programs were full, because there was such a waiting list, because we just started programs where there's a lot of need. And we had to convince people why they couldn't get in. It was first come, first serve of quality people. One young man came in, and I had to explain to him that the seats were all full. I said, we just don't have any seats left in that program, and he was very upset. And the next morning, he came back in with his own chair and said, hey, look, I got my own seat. Believe it or not, Tom Dunsmore, who was on the program chair there, he said, if he wants in that bad, let's let him in, Chuck. And he graduated with honors, and so it was. It's fun to work there. Especially when you didn't have to recruit students because there was so much need in the areas that where we had programs. Our cafeteria, by the way, was a little corner room in a grocery store that we had all our programs in at West Des Moines, and it was vending units instead of the cafeteria they got now. So a lot of different things, and a lot of quality programs because we used advisory committees and put in the programs what they wanted.
Was the advisory committees very active in those days, or did you have difficulty? Did the programs have difficulty getting anybody to work with them on advisory committees?
No, that was a quality. Paul Lowry, the superintendent at the time, he would go out and pick dentists and dental hygienists for his advisory committee for the dental assistant program, and then he developed the program to what they thought were needs, high needs. And so those people, almost the advisory committees, were almost recruiters for us, recommending our program, and then they also were people that hired our graduates because they knew what they had, what that was needed. And that was true in all the programs. There was advisory committees, special ones for each program that was started. And so that I think, was one of the main things that gave us quality programs, too.
Yeah.
One of the funny things, too, though, we had a big long trailer that we had display units in for each program, and we drug that around 11 counties with a pickup and never knew when we'd get home, but we'd pull up to a school and let students go through and get a pretty good idea of what programs were available at DMACC. Well, I guess I shouldn't say DMACC because what programs are available at Area 11. That was another thing that was kind of interesting, and that was naming the college. We asked for different names for Area 11, and actually the college was already named. Everybody out in the counties were calling it the community college in Des Moines, so they just referred to it as the Des Moines Area Community College, and I think that was a very appropriate name because it not only identified us, but it made us be the capital city's community college.
Well, was recruiting... When you went to the schools in those days, with the competition and so forth, was the challenge overwhelming, or were you pretty well received as you started trying to recruit in those early years?
Well, I think we were well received because our admissions people had been counselors in high schools themselves, and then we developed tremendous brochure racks that explained every program. And then we were very welcome at the high schools because we would get to go into courses that were related to our programs. For instance, we'd go into the business areas and talk about all the business programs. It was kind of confusing, though, when we talked about the computer. Some people that wanted to take computer couldn't even spell the word, but they knew they could make good money in that field.
In those early years, did you go out from the Des Moines area in trying to recruit? Did you try to, there was a lot more schools in those days to go to.
Basically, we tried to visit every high school in the 11 counties, and that always filled our programs up to capacity. And it was kind of interesting because that was kind of a field day for high schools. They would load up their juniors and seniors and bring them into the campus in busloads and go through our programs. And our program chairmen were very helpful in explaining the content and so on. One interesting thing, too, is if someone come into our office and asked for a certain type of program or what they were concentrated on and the program chairman visited with them, if they wanted something that we didn't offer, most of those people knew what other area school they would refer them to. In other words, we didn't try to convince people that our school was the best, and if we didn't offer it, they should change to a program that we did offer. So we really had high quality. I had the privilege of traveling the nation on a $1 million grant that we received from the government to upgrade our college and solve problems we might have. And I was very proud of our school because we had what we call a comprehensive community college, and students from vocational career programs were on the same campus as two-year liberal arts students. And that was kind of a rarity in the nation. They kept separate campuses back in those days, back in the 60s and 70s. So we were a highly concentrated community college as far as students got to study together.
Well, Chuck, we really appreciate you sharing these little tidbits with us and memories from the past. Thank you so much for taking time to share that with us.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope the college stays as strong in the future as it is now.